Every morning when I take my walk with my dog, Rocco, I see a lot of yard signs. But there's only one yard sign that I have seen in one yard and no other yards, and I've not seen it at any other place. And this is what it says. Love your neighbor. You're black, brown, immigrant, disabled, religiously different, LGBTQ, fully human neighbor. And as I see that every morning, I always say, will I do that today? And then at night when I take my walk and it's still light out, I see the sign again. And I say to myself, how have I done today regarding that, loving my neighbor? And then we hear the gospel today. And I realize that the words that Jesus just spoke are not a yard sign. He is giving us the two greatest commandments, and he is saying, this is how you are to live. Jesus just didn't make those up, and they weren't just off the top of his head. As a Jew, Jesus knew those words since birth. He was taught those words because they were the words in the first scripture that was long before Jesus' time, and they were the Jewish people's belief. And to this day, Jewish people will take those words of "Hear, O Israel," to love God, to love your neighbor, and love yourself. And in a small little piece next to their door, they will touch those every day as they go out. If you are an ultra-Orthodox Jewish person, you will wear those words either around your wrist or in a little, like, headband around your head. And every day that you go out, you touch those. And you say, I am to love God, neighbor, and others. Jesus would have done that every day as he went out. And he would say, I want to keep those in my mind. I want to keep those in my heart. I want to keep those on my lips. And what I want to do is be able to have all the strength to live those out. Jesus is asking you and me to do the same each day of our life. And to do it in very similar ways as he has done. That we are to care for the poor, for the child, for the one who is widow. He is saying to us, be with those who are in sorrow. Be with those who are experiencing misery in their life. Pray for them as we must do for our Jewish brothers and sisters, especially those in Pittsburgh, but throughout. That we are also to feed the hungry and clothe the naked. First weekend of the month, we'll be doing our collection of food and monetary to feed the hungry. Different ways through the year we clothe the naked. He also reminded us, welcome the outsider. Welcome the one at school that might sit by themselves and don't seem to have a friend or someone to talk with. Welcome the outsider at work that might be dealing with something that you don't know, but they've been quiet lately. Do it with the one in your family who maybe is experiencing something that you might simply ask, how are you doing? What's going on? It is also to be the one who refuses to participate in any abusive language, any gossip, any rumor, to be the person who is unwilling to bully and to live any violence by our words or by our actions. This is truly the way that you and I can do what Jesus asked us to do, but really commanded us to do. to love our neighbor, to love our God, and to love ourselves. The 10th graders are off on their confirmation retreat. They'll return to the 11 o'clock Mass. And at that 11 o'clock Mass, I'm going to invite them to take these little stickers that they have been handing out to each other on retreat. And each sticker has the letters I-O-G, Image of God, to remind them that they are made in the image and likeness of God. And they're going to go into the midst of the people at 11 o'clock, and they're going to put one of those on whichever people they choose, to remind them that they are an image of God. That's what Jesus is telling us also in the gospel, that you and I are made in the image and likeness of God, and that is good. And that God's love for us is unconditional. It's not about anything we do or didn't do. It's not about whether we have been good or not good. God loves us simply as we are, for who we are, for the Spirit of God is in us. God loves us. We love ourselves. So for our prayer this week, will we take to heart? Will we take to our mind? Will we take to our thoughts and speech the two great commandments that Jesus has given us? And then, who will be that neighbor this week that we will need to love as God has asked us to? Let's pray with that as we go into the week.